Welcome back, tech enthusiasts. Today on Tech Pulse, we're diving into a riveting world where AI and personal influence clash. Have you ever wondered how Grok, the maximally truth-seeking AI, scratches beneath the surface for answers? Let's start with Grok's intriguing consultative approach, where it checks Elon Musk's opinions before tackling tough questions. Fascinating, isn't it?
Absolutely. Grok, developed by Elon Musk's xAI, takes an unconventional route by integrating Musk's perspectives directly into its response algorithm. According to reports, when queried on complex topics like Israel and Palestine, Grok heavily references Musk's online stances. In one example, about 54 out of 64 citations acknowledged Musk's views. It brings a curious dimension to what we seek in AI impartiality.
That's truly compelling. But why focus so much on Musk's input, considering the diverse spectrum of opinions available? Could this skew the perceived objectivity of Grok?
Well, it's unclear if this tendency is intentional or a byproduct of Musk's pervasive digital presence. Yet it raises vital discussions about how influential figures might shape technology's moral compass. Given Grok's design as a maximally truth-seeking model, it raises questions about the nuances of whose truth it fulfills.
Indeed. This intertwining of personal embodiment and AI raises critical ethical concerns. Now, Grok isn't the only AI making news. Let's shift to a new initiative aiming to align AI more closely with human values, presented by none other than former Intel CEO Pat Gelsinger.
Gelsinger, post-Intel leadership, has embarked on a mission with Glue to introduce the Flourishing AI Benchmark, or FAI. This benchmark, influenced by Harvard and Baylor's Global Flourishing Study, assesses AI's alignment with values reflecting core human virtues like meaning and purpose, or social relationships.
Aligning AI with human values sounds visionary. How will the FAI benchmark transform our interaction with AI systems, especially those in sensitive domains?
FAI hopes to set a new standard by which AI's contribution to human flourishing is measured. The benchmark is structured around six areas of human well-being, from financial health to life satisfaction, with an aim to ensure AI tools foster rather than detract from our everyday life quality.
A promising step towards a harmonious AI relationship. Speaking of impactful initiatives, TechCrunch Disrupt 2025 offered entrepreneurs key insights on navigating the complex startup funding landscape. Let us explore this further.
At TechCrunch Disrupt 2025, investors like Maria Palma and Marlon Nichols provided a roadmap to securing seed funding. They discussed essential elements, from crafting compelling pitches to choosing compatible partners that can distinguish successful funding journeys from the rest.
Perfect for any budding entrepreneur. What actionable tips did they share for aligning pitch strategies with potential investor values?
Key advice centered on knowing your story and market deeply. Nichols emphasized authenticity and passion in storytelling, while Palma highlighted understanding investor profiles to align project goals with investment ethos.
Invaluable pointers for sure. Now, connecting AI with creativity, Alejandro Matamala Ortiz of Runway will highlight AI's impact on design at Disrupt's AI stage.
Ortiz aims to illustrate how design principles are integral to generative AI tools, showcasing AI's role not in replacing but empowering creative expression. His insights promise to reshape how artists and technologists perceive collaborative tool designs.
Fascinating potential for the creative sectors. Now, AWS's upcoming venture with Anthropic in launching an AI agent marketplace will pique the interest of many businesses.
Indeed. AWS is set to offer a platform providing businesses access to agent solutions equipped with decision-making AI capabilities, signifying a step towards operational advancement for companies seeking cutting-edge technology.
Exciting prospects for enterprise enhancement. In a similar vein of technological expansion, Tesla's robotaxi service is on the brink of entering Arizona.
Tesla, looking to bring its robotaxis to Metro Phoenix, has initiated the certification process with Arizona's Department of Transportation. This move signifies Tesla's determination to broaden its autonomous vehicle operations beyond Texas.
It's incredible to see Tesla's drive in autonomous transport. Now on to international stories. French police have arrested a Russian basketball player connected to cybersecurity crimes,
Daniil Kasatkin, affiliated with MBA Moscow, was arrested in connection with a ransomware group. His case highlights the increasing intersection between professional sports figures and cybercrime.
Remarkably unusual intersection indeed. Meanwhile, in the UK, four hackers have been detained for targeting the retail sector.
UK authorities arrested individuals accused of hacking major retailers like Harrods and Marks & Spencer. These arrests reflect active efforts to curb cyber threats against the retail industry using an organized crime group approach.
A global cyber crackdown continues. Transitioning from security to social platform shifts, the departure of X's CEO, Linda Yaccarino, has triggered notable changes.
Since Yaccarino's exit, X has seen a 10% drop in its daily user base amid stiffening competition from platforms like Threads. This emphasizes how leadership transitions can significantly impact company dynamics.
Platform transition always brings twists. Speaking of which, YouTube is removing its trending page for a more tailored content approach.
YouTube's shift focuses on category-specific trends such as music videos and podcasts, aligning recommendations more closely with individual user preferences rather than generalized trends.
A strategic pivot for personalized viewing experiences. Now, let's delve into VardaSpace's astronomical leap into drug manufacturing in zero gravity.
VardaSpace, with a new $187 million funding round, explores drug production in space, leveraging microgravity for possibly superior pharmaceutical manufacturing outcomes. This approach could revolutionize drug development.
Extraordinary potential for the pharmaceutical world. Lastly, we turn to a more playful digital tool, Mockley's new user-friendly fake DM generator.
Mockley's app eases creating realistic fake message screenshots across multiple platforms, promising safe engagement and creativity while respecting ethical boundaries.
A lighthearted yet innovative tool to wrap up our tech exploration today. Tune in next time for more intriguing tech insights.